Blog Talk Radio.
Greetings and welcome to the Jewel Network Science Broadcasting Frequency. The Jewel Network is a radio frequency of continuous streaming science, knowledge, and wisdom, which promotes and sustains the activation of the present evolutionary process of immortality and the unfolding of the God Self within the evolving planetary society on planet Earth. The Jewel Network is committed to broadcasting the sciences of life and the sciences of living. By cultivating the mind of a scientist, you are being able to extract the very best the current 21st century has to offer. You are listening to the Psycho-Neuro-Immunology Hour with your host, Dr. Heather Pierman, Dean of the 13th College of Regeneration Medicine and Clinical Health Services with the Jewel University of Immortal Sciences, owner of Intelligently Designed Wellness, chiropractor, clinical nutrition specialist, and is a quantum life and relationship coach. Dr. Pierman is highly revered by many for her ability to bring the mind, body, and infinite intelligence into alignment.
Greetings and welcome to the Psycho Neuro Immunology Hour. I am just so excited to be here with you today. And why am I excited? Because I get to talk about one of the favorite things in my life, in my reality, and that is the human body and evolution, change, transformation. I'm in the business of transformation, and the fact that I have been blessed with this opportunity to share about how we end up with experiencing what we know as dis-ease. Sometimes we hear the word disease or illness. And to know that there are, once we begin to understand our bodies and we reclaim the owner's manual, you know, everyone should know about their body. You should know about your liver. You should know about your heart. You should know about your lungs. This is your body. And yes, we've been conditioned to think otherwise, that we allow someone else's way of thinking as far as how the physical body should actually function. We've all been conditioned in that way. But, you know, knowledge is power. That's what I've always known, okay? That's what I've always been taught, is that knowledge is power. And when you have this information, the fear, the doubt, and all the other catabolic or emotions that we've been anchored to that cause us to shrink, they just start to dissolve. So today we have a great topic, and it's about ear problems. So it is, who or what am I refusing to listen to? Who or what am I refusing to listen to? So now, exactly, who or what am I refusing to listen to? So let's just, you know, we need to know about the ear, right? Because as I expressed earlier, that you should know about your body. So let's just look at what the ear is, okay? You know, your ear has three main parts. It has the outer ear, or the external, the middle, and the inner, okay? And the outer ear, so you're going to get a lesson right now in your body, understanding your body parts. The outer ear is called the pinna and is made of rigid cartilage covered by skin. Sound funnels through the pinna into the external auditory canal, a short tube that ends at the eardrum. Okay, so that the outer ear. Okay, that is what it is made of. Okay, sound causes the eardrum and its tiny attached bones in the middle portion of the ear to vibrate, and the vibrations are conducted to the nearby cochlea. The spiral-shaped cochlea is part of the inner ear. It transforms sound into nerve impulses that travel into what? That travel to what? The brain, okay? And then the fluid-filled semicircular canals, also known as the labyrinth, okay, attached to the cochlea and nerves in the inner ear. They send information on balance and head position to the brain. So the eustachian, also known as the auditory tube, drains fluid from the middle ear into the throat, the pharynx, behind the nose. So again, you just got a brief teaching in your ear. This is about your ear. So all of these three main parts, the outer or the external, the middle, and the inner, you use all of them in hearing, all of them in hearing. So I just want to just reiterate again, Sound waves come in through your outer ear. They reach your middle ear where they make your eardrum basically vibrate. The vibrations are transmitted through three tiny bones in your middle ear. And these bones are also known as ossicles. The vibrations travel to your inner ear, a snail-shaped organ, okay? And the inner ear makes the nerve impulses that are sent to the brain. Your brain recognizes them as sound. The inner ear also controls something that many of us are seeking. Many of us are seeking, and that is balance. The inner ear also controls balance. So we are going to look at some of the common ear problems that take place. And when you, again, begin to understand your body, what that looks like, what that sounds like, what that feels like, you become one with it, then this is where change really begins to take place. So the fact that you are here today, willing to listen to information about your body is responding to this sound, to this vibration. So now, with that being said, we are going to take a word from our sponsor, and we'll be right back, and we're going to keep discussing the ear.
You are listening to the Jewel Network Science Radio Broadcasting Frequency. The Jewel Network provides the neural nutrition and stimulates expansion and evolution of the human brain, nervous system, and body. Remember, our source is a neuron.
Greetings, and welcome back to the Psychoneuroimmunology Hour. And today's topic is ear problems. But what are ear problems? When you really look at it expansively, who or what am I refusing to listen to? And we're going to expand upon that in just a little bit. But right now, let's look at some of these common ear problems. There's one known as otitis media. And what is otitis media? Otitis media is inflammation of the middle ear, which causes a buildup of fluid with or without an infection. If there is an infection, it is often viral. Many children will have several bouts of otitis media before they are 7 years old. Symptoms include crying, ear pulling, mild fever, and irritability. So these are symptoms. And the symptoms are telling you that something is wrong. It isn't necessarily telling you what's wrong. Okay. So a glue ear, a common ear problem also known as a glue ear, is a type of chronic otitis media. And this is a long-term buildup of thick or sticky fluid in the middle ear behind the eardrum, causing hear loss. This can make socializing and learning difficult, especially in hearing loss is not recognized in early childhood. Okay. And then earwax. Now, earwax protects the ear and is normal. However, a buildup of wax may be a problem in some adults and may require softening eardrops. Now, we're just talking, this is just general, okay, general. This isn't necessarily the way that I would address it, okay? And if I am doing drops, it is definitely from a holistic perspective. Sometimes the ears may also need to be syringed, okay, or, you know, basically it needs to be cleaned out. And impacted earwax really causes an ear discharge or pain, but what does it do? It may impair your hearing, okay? And then swimmer's ear, this is one that many of us know about, develops when humidity, heat, and moisture cause the skin layers inside the ear to swell. The addition of further water, for example, through swimming, makes the skin lining the ear canal even softer and liable to infection. Attempts to remove water with cotton buds or other objects may make the condition worse, causing pain and itching. Now with some of these challenges, you know, people have also experienced sometimes dizziness, nausea, sometimes vertigo when we have this fluid in the ear because it interferes with the nervous system. So these are what we commonly know as ear problems, okay? And still, whether it's otitis media, glue ear, earwax, swimmer's ear, and was I getting ready to say that that these are just symptoms, you know? And I'm familiar with some of these symptoms because I have two children, and my youngest, when she was in pre-K, she went through something like this. It was more so of like the glue ear, and it just she just didn't have this desire to go to school, you know. And once it broke, she was like a completely different child. Okay, a completely different child. But fortunately, having a background in holistic healthcare and understanding that her body was definitely going through these changes. And how emotional overwhelm too. We have to understand that that's the first thing that really plays a role in how the body is going to function, how the body is going to respond, how it's going to unfold. And I'll definitely touch on her experience a little bit later because I actually found it to be quite amazing. So now let's look at some of the other experience that we may experience. Sometimes the change in air pressure, if we are experiencing like a cold or some sort of upper respiratory challenge, that can sometimes affect how the ears are functioning. Also, if there's been any sort of injury or trauma in that area, if we've heard, like if we were near an explosion, okay. So these are, the ear is really an interesting aspect of our body because it has many layers, okay, as you can see here, but not just in its physical nature, but also in its spiritual nature, in its energetic nature, and any problem in the human body, we should always look to see what challenges. What are we experiencing emotionally first? Always the road that we should go down. And it doesn't matter what it is, even if we think that we have to take all these remedies or that we have to treat it physiologically, you can never just approach it just through nutrition or through remedies. Or because if we don't look at what's happening at the deeper level, because you have to understand your body is a template. Okay, your body is, it's a sacred, definitely a sacred geometric template, but your body is also a feedback system. That is one of the most amazing things about your body, is that it is a feedback system. So anytime that there is anything wrong, whether you're an infant or you are well into your seventh decade, okay, of your reality here, it is always a see, the body is giving you feedback, letting you know that you need to look at something in your life. So when I was reflecting before about one of my children, that when she was in pre-K, that she had this buildup. And so why is it that she's experiencing this buildup? Why so young? How could that be an emotional root? Well, we are definitely going to expand upon that because even though she may not have been consciously aware of what was happening within her body was still giving her a sense of feedback with regards to the changes that she needs to make. And as parents, we generally just go to the remedy. What is the physical solution for addressing these issues? We don't necessarily think that how could a young person or a younger person have a spiritual imbalance going on right now? Well, definitely. Again, it doesn't matter whether you're an infant or whether you are whatever decade of your reality you may exist in, it is always that there's something that's happening at a deeper level. Okay, so let's talk about that now. We can definitely get into that now. So the ears, what is the mind-body connection? Okay, what is the mind-body connection? The ears indicate how you interact with your environment and your ability to listen particularly how well you listen to others and how well you think they listen to you. Okay, the ears are about openness to hearing new information, alertness to environmental changes, and consideration of others' opinions and ideas. Okay, now we hear this neural network continuously about environment. It says here the ears are about openness to hearing new information, alertness to environmental changes. Okay, and that plays a major role in how we unfold. What is taking place in our environment? Because environment is everything. Environment has such a major impact on how we evolve, how we shift, how we change. Are we an environment that is conducive to our evolution, to our transforming, to our expansion, to our growth? Okay, is it conducive to that, or is it not? And is it not? If it's not, then what does that mean? We are in what? A state of constant what? Stress. Okay, now there's what we call eustress, which is that's EU-stress. Okay, and then there's stress that is not expansive. Okay, if we're in a stressful environment that is unhealthy, then your body is continuously being affected by that. It's definitely continuously being affected by that, and it is definitely letting us know that we are not transforming at the pace that we should. So with that being said, right now, we're going to take another sponsor break, and we're going to continue to expand about ear problems or ear challenges here.
Humanity is experiencing a vast variety of disorders, HIV, Zika virus, Ebola, hypertension, meningitis, STD, Alzheimer's, and many others. These disorders are the results of not knowing how to live within and navigate the human body. Most of us have learned how to drive a car, but have yet to learn how to care for and navigate our bodies. Enroll into the Jewel University of Immortal Sciences for Immortal Living to learn how to navigate and maintain a disease-free body. Visit us at www.juis.education or visit us on Facebook.
Greetings and welcome back to the Psychoneuroimmunology Hour. And today we have a great topic. We are talking about the ear problems. Who or what am I refusing to listen to? Who or what am I refusing to listen to? So let's just look at it again. We're looking at this whole mind-body connection, okay? So again, what we have to understand is that regardless of what health issues a person is experiencing and regardless of what age they are experiencing these challenges, it is still a mind-body connection that requires us to transform at a conscious level. So hearing loss. Let's look at hearing loss, okay? We've also heard blocked ears, deafness, okay? Let's look at this. When your hearing is impaired, there's a resistance to listening to what is going on around you. It is a way of disengaging from life because you do not like what you are hearing. When you release your fear of hearing what you don't want to hear, you can openly accept new information and ideas which will help you to progress in life. You need to become engaged with life and find meaning in your interaction with the people around you, okay? So are you asking, can this be transformed? Definitely, and we'll talk about that. We're definitely going to expand on how that can transform, how we can do that, what steps a person can take in order to begin the healing process. Just a person choosing to be here today, getting information of someone that is on the show today and they are having hearing problems or ear challenges, believe me, your body is listening to this information and is definitely excited about what it's hearing because the body is always trying to bring us to an elevated state of awareness. And sometimes you just think that you're listening, oh, I just happened to turn on this show and they were talking about ear problems and I have an ear problem. No, it's actually called synchronicity. And that is about evolving with the order of the universe. Okay, So now let's look at sections, okay? So you are stagnating because you have not been open to new information or you do not like what you are hearing. You need to accept, digest what is presented to you in order to relax and flow with life without resistance. Without resistance. Isn't it amazing? Isn't it amazing? These are mind-body connections. So now, again, you are stagnating. And if you're stagnating, that becomes what? It's congested energy. It is energy that is evolving at a very slow place, okay, a very slow pace. And, again, you have not been open to new information or you do not like what you are hearing. Now, question is, it says you need to accept or digest, but are you willing to accept and digest new information, what is being presented to? You know, it's up to you. It's about a willingness, you know, and sometimes information comes into our lives, and when that is there to aid us in transforming at our highest level. And I tell you, wherever you have the most resistance to change is exactly the door that you are supposed to walk through. It's interesting because I was on the phone with a client this morning and we were discussing this resistance and everything in her reality was just moving so smoothly. It was just beautiful just hearing what she was sharing. And then now she was presented with an opportunity to be in an environment that is definitely going to bring some new information into her life, is going to help her to expand actually in a higher level of consciousness. What happened? It looked like all these things start to come in, all these other responsibilities that she thinks that she has to handle right now. This information can just build up, and all of a sudden things will just pop up, and it's like, oh no, I can't go because I have to do X, Y, and Z. And then that's resistance, because we know that the universe is abundant. And that the universe is a mutual support system. And sometimes when that fear, that resistance starts to set in, yeah, you'll attract whatever you need to attract to shut it down. Okay, shut down this opportunity for change. But it's up to you at a higher level of consciousness to be willing to break through that high entropy state and say no. You know what? I am going to be wherever I need to be. To be able to transform in my reality. So is this really about, quote unquote, an ear infection, or is it really about a resistance to change? The body is just so amazing that the body can communicate to you. It can say, hey, Dr. Pearman, you know what? You're being resistant right now. You're not listening. You're not listening. So how does it show up as an ear infection? As an ear problem, as pain, as some kind of challenge. The body, once again, is just such an amazing organism. I just think that the body is just so brilliant that it can speak to you without words. It speaks to you through sensation. It speaks to you through the emotions that it's being infected with. And yes, we will use the word infected with, because emotions come out of the past, okay? Emotions, if you're hanging out in any sort of emotion, you're really in the past right now. You're not in the present, okay? So health issues are a clear sign that you're in the past. If you're dealing with these ear problems, your body is trying to communicate to you that you are not listening, that you have not been listening to something, and it's time. Now it has to get to this point. It has to unfold in this light in order for something to get your attention, okay? Let's look at another challenge of the ear, tinnitus. Tinnitus is an indication of intolerance to your environment, which creates frustration. You need to reach a level of acceptance where you can appreciate what your situation is teaching you. When you are at ease with your surroundings, there is no interference with your ability to interact freely with the world, okay? And before, we were definitely talking about environment. Environment is everything, and we really do need to pay attention to that. We definitely need to pay attention to that. And absolutely. So now we can be, if we're in an environment that is unhealthy, okay, but we are intolerant in it, then that's just unhealthiness built up on top of unhealthiness on top of unhealthiness. Now we cannot, we can tolerate, not tolerate to be there any longer, saying, okay, you know what, this is not working for me. I need to change, and still be able to love everyone that's in it, still be able to embrace everyone that's in it in an expansive and loving way. But if you know that it does not support you, and it's time for you to make some major shifts, then the environment is teaching you something at the very same time. We don't need to be in judgment. We need to be in a place of expansion. We need to be in a place of evolution, and we need to be in a place of love. Okay, not fear, doubt, not shame. We need to be in a place of order. Now, what if we're in an awesome environment, a highly expansive environment, and we're being intolerant? Well, that's a big problem as well, because you're in an environment that is aiding you to change, to transform, and you are not willing to see, you're not willing to listen. Okay, you're not hearing the information that's being expressed and being shared with you. So we're now you're experiencing these symptoms. Okay, we're experiencing these symptoms. And if we look at any symptom with the ear, you can label it whatever you want. You can label it whatever you want. And ultimately, your body's trying to give you feedback that you're not listening to something, that you're not hearing something. So now we're going to break it down even a little bit further. We're going to look at right ear and left ear. Yes, we're going to look at right ear and left ear. And the right ear is challenges in the right ear are represent the thought process of, quote, unquote, I don't want to hear it. I don't want to hear it. And, you know, children are definitely extra sensitive to what others are saying to them or around them. And sometimes they may be fearful of what they're hearing around them. So when they're expressing, you know, I don't want to hear it, okay, you know what? For children, absolutely, it's always an unfolding and an expansion. Now, this happens with adults, too. This happens probably with more so with adults than children. We think that children, you know, we find ourselves saying to our children, listen, are you listening? Are you hearing what I'm saying? Are you listening? Are you listening? Okay. You know, children are evolving. So are we. But, you know, they're growing into this body. Okay. They're growing into this body. And, yes, their physical body's absolutely going to, oof, because children come in with information already. They already come in with some of these anchored emotions. And this is what I was going to bring up about my daughter who experienced some ear challenges and she went into pre-K. You know, again, she had this buildup in her ears and it, she was so irritable. And I wasn't aware of what was happening at first. Okay. I wasn't aware of what was happening at first. And when it broke, when this thing finally broke, she was a completely different individual. A completely different individual. And, but it was amazing that her body was expressing itself. It was trying to give us feedback. Part of it was the fear of being in this new environment, of going to school with these children for the first time. She's never met any of them. She's going to be away from her family. She's going to be away from her parents, from her older sister. You know, what is this? What's going on here? I don't know. And, so what comes in? What starts to set in the fear? Well, why does she even know fear? How does she even know fear? Well, a big part of that she definitely inherited. Okay, I know that I passed on some of these beliefs to her. Her dad passed on some of these beliefs to her. Because guess what? My parents passed on beliefs to me. So it is in our evolution, even at the youngest stage in our reality, that we are expressing these inherited beliefs. So how does she know fear? How does she know it already at such a young age? Okay, again, some of these were inherited and some of it was just brought in from her experiences. When you are around other children, and you see, and you're seeing how they're existing, how they're functioning, and it's brand new to you. But if we were in a state of consciousness where we were able to express to her at that time, really at a highly expansive level, I'm sure that her experience would have been different. And fortunately, having been a holistic practitioner and knowing what we could do as far as being able to aid her and transform her, she was able to do so. She was able to do so. She evolved out of that beautifully, absolutely evolved out of that beautifully, the environment that she was in. As a matter of fact, even the school that she was in at that time, the teacher that she had was just, this teacher was just by far any of the teachers that I have seen as far as teaching children at that capacity. I mean, this teacher had them doing paintings, had them listening to, had them doing self-portraits, had them painting through sound, what they would hear when they would listen to classical music. Oh, my goodness. She had them doing neurological exams where they would do things through sensory. It was so amazing what environment she was in. So it was amazing that she went in with this energy of fear. But when it finally broke, she was now open to receive the information that was being presented to her. You know, my daughter is now 8, and I just have to share that that experience for her was so impactful that it impacted, I mean, both of us, all, I mean, our entire family. It impacted all of us because the environment was so expansive and it was so loving that it aided in bringing a lot of that information to the surface that her body was already embedded with, okay? Remember what was said earlier. We come in with these inherited beliefs. So for her to be in an environment, for a child to be in an environment that is highly expansive, highly loving, it's going to aid in the body making shifts, these beliefs, to allow us to be present in the experience. And, you know, right now we're getting ready to take a sponsor break, but I'm grateful to have this opportunity to share this with you. So when we come back from listening to a word from our sponsor, we're definitely going to expand upon it. So thank you.
What does the 21st century hold for you? The opportunity to create all you desire in this 21st century is awaiting you in Alaska. Come, join Dr. Jewel and the world-famous Stephanie South from the Law of Time in Anchorage in Fairbanks, Alaska, September 17th through September 23rd for a total life-transforming experience under the Northern Lights auroras. Visit www.juis.education or call 770-383-2112 for details.
Okay, so welcome back to the Psychoneuroimmunology Hour, and we're talking about ear problems, okay? Who or what am I refusing to listen to? And I was sharing an experience with my youngest daughter that when she was in pre-K, how she had this buildup in her ears and when it finally broke. And, you know, it was stated earlier that when you're in a healthy environment and we're being intolerant, that that it will be like that, okay? That is what a person will experience when you are in a healthy environment. But if you are anchored to or you're attuned to these emotions that are not serving you, that energy is going to help to bring it to the surface. It will aid the body in bringing the appropriate information to the surface that you need to change. So my daughter was what at that time? 4? 5? I know she was 4, okay? And, you know, again, coming in with these anchored emotions, this environment that was so expansive, that was so loving, that the fact that she was already experiencing, that she was already anchored to emotions that she inherited, you know, that she came in with, that energy allowed it to come to the surface and release itself. Okay, so what was that giving her? It was giving her feedback. The body was experiencing, it was a feedback system. It was telling her that The message was, you need to release this energy. That's not, you need to release this energy that's not serving you. And when it was released, and her body, as it continued to evolve and heal, she was able to be in that energy wholeheartedly and really just experience the benefits. Oh, I mean, I couldn't wait to bring her to school each day, because again, it was the, how the order of the universe is moving, that she once again was in an environment that was so loving, that was so expansive. Okay. And none of the parents were aware of this at first, but as time went on, we caught on, like, hey, you know, this is something quite powerful here. And the fact that, you know, our children were in this environment, we all just came together as a collective. It wasn't that one person was better than the other, or why are we being selected? It's just about how the order of the universe is unfolding. And she was selected and was able to be in this program. And maybe just for healing purposes, if we can allow ourselves to see that, and because it was definitely part of her purpose. I can see that today. You know, even as a young person in this, you know, she's a highly creative individual. She loves to paint. She loves to color. And as this environment supported that, but it also, which is more right brain, it also supported left brain activity. So she was in an environment that was supporting her. Now, if I did not stay focused as the parent, and I chose to take her out because she just said she didn't want to be there, and I just said, hey, you know, we're going to take you out of here because obviously you don't like it, then I would have missed the blessing. We all would have missed the blessing. And we just remained steadfast and trusted, okay, that there was something that was being presented there that we just were not seeing. So, you know, thank you for allowing me to be able to share experience with a family member, because that's, you know, this is where when we go through these experiences and we can share them from life, you know, this is when they seem to really have a major effect on others. So once again, thank you for allowing me to share that information, because even as I reflect upon it myself, you know, I'm just so grateful for it as the parent, and watching, and because of all the information that I've learned, that I've recalled throughout the years, and how I was able to see it in real time. It's really amazing when we have these, understanding that the body is feedback. And so even on some level, you know, we're talking about ear problems, and she was the one who experienced it, but also, well, what was I not refusing to listen to or see? There were a lot of downloads that came out of that for me as myself. And, you know, we're definitely attuned with our children energetically. It is an invisible umbilical cord. Okay. So, you know, that was really a major transformation for all of us at that time. So, but now we're going to get back to continue to talk about the mind-body connection. But I want to talk about something which is just very near and dear to my heart. I love talking about, you know, the chakras. You know, these are energy points on our bodies. And we have to be willing to understand that our reality is both linear and abstract. And sometimes when we are in the linear, meaning that we can't really see the abstract, we reject it. We're like, oh no, we can't talk about chakras. Because, you know, chakras, when we look at chakras, you know, most of the information that's presented about chakras is abstract. But it absolutely has a place linearly, because we're talking about information. We are talking about information, and information is both linear and abstract. So if this is your first experience about hearing about chakras, please allow yourself to be open and to hear and listen to what's being shared today. Because this information, even though you right now may not be consciously aware or necessarily able to recall all of this. When the information is planted, you will definitely be able to expand upon it. But we're talking about the ears, and there are energy centers around the ears. Now, chakras are these energy centers. There are seven, okay? And it starts at the brain, then we have the point right between the eyes, okay? Then we have a point at throat, then we have the heart, then we have the stomach, then we have the abdomen, then we have the lower abdomen. Okay, we have all these points. And what we need to understand is that these energy points also, they're like a house. They house the organs. And so within these energy points or these fields of information, there's so much that is taking place. There's a lot that's taking place. So now, well, what are these with regards to the ear? What are we looking at here? Okay, now, what do you think this energy point is really about? Okay, when we look at this energy point around the ears, and we look at it in an abstract way today, or even in a linear way today, okay, this particular ear chakra, they are connected to our clear audience. Okay, our clear audience. And what is clear audience? Clear audience is about the ability to hear message from the source. And when they are blocked, or if the energy in these areas are sick, it can manifest in the body with physical symptoms, as we were discussing earlier. Okay, so ultimately, if we have any sort of blocked energy in the ear, we are definitely not hearing anything from the source. Okay, and how do we hear it? Okay, ultimately, how we hear this information, really, it's through intuition. It is through intuition. And when that information or that energy is blocked, and this is how it will show up in our body, it will show up as a dis-ease process. But we're talking about, simply, we're talking about clear audience right now. And this is about the ability to hear messages from the source. So now if you look at that both in the linear and the abstract, the linear is you know that you're having this ear problem right now. You can feel it, okay? But the abstract is saying you're blocked. You are blocked from being in communication with the source. So we are going to come back to this. We're going to hear another word from our sponsor, and then, we're going to continue to definitely expand upon this.
You are listening to the Jewel Network Science Radio Broadcasting Frequency. The Jewel Network provides the neuronutrition and stimulates expansion and evolution of the human brain, nervous system, and body. Remember, our source is a neuron.
So welcome back to the Psychoneuroimmunology. We're talking about ear problems and who or what are you basically unwilling to listen to, or what are you refusing to listen to? So again, you know, this is just so amazing that we have the body to inform us when we are out of alignment with the source. Any block, we talked about this a few weeks ago about resistance, any health issue, any block that we are experiencing, any block that we are experiencing in our physical body, any dis-ease process, the flow of the source is not flowing through you, okay, that there's a block, okay, and that block could be a representation of many different things. Right now we're focusing on the ear right now, but ultimately, even without trying to figure out what it is, okay, trying to label it, define it, shape it, Any health issue is always informing you that you are not getting the continuous stream of information or the energy that the source is always streaming to you. And whatever the block is, you know it's something from your past. You already know that it's an emotionally related situation or challenge. And what is it telling you? It's telling you to stop. It is feedback. It is telling you to stop. And I need to make some changes. So, you know, let's look at, you know, we're just going to discuss what some of the possibilities are that we may be experiencing these blocks in our ears. Again, it could be a multitude of different things, but this is just to plant some seeds so you can begin to look at what you're experiencing, quote unquote, in your life, in your environment. Okay. So, you know, a block in the air chakra can manifest with both physical and emotional symptoms, as we've been expressing. But, you know, here are just some of the ideas as to why you're experiencing this. So maybe you have been hearing negative things, you know, maybe sometimes what we see, what we hear on TV, what we're reading, movies, music, you know, it varies. It definitely varies. Okay. And again, if you are, being that we are always supposed to be evolving, but again, environmentally, where are we? What are we doing? What are we listening to? You know, I recently was having a discussion with my oldest daughter. We were talking about music, and I had to stop and listen to what she was listening to. And I said, I don't think that this is really something that is feeding you healthy and loving information, you know, but the beat was great. You know, it definitely wanted you to move. But when I really stopped and listened to the words, I was like, no. And it was, the song was about where the individual was saying that, you know, that they were in this relationship at a time, and when they wanted to be with the person, okay, the person didn't want them, okay? And now that they're growing and evolving in their life, the person now wants them, and they're saying, you know, you wanted me then, but, you know, you don't want me now. So now, I mean, you didn't want me then, but now you want me. So now you basically have to pay this price, which is really, they're talking about revenge. They're talking about revenge. And I just said, you know what, you're 11, and no, you don't need to have these seeds planted now. Okay, you definitely do not need to have these seeds planted now. So we definitely made a shift there. So maybe you could be, sometimes if we're in verbally abusive situations, if we're in situations where we're experiencing judgment and criticism in our relationships at work, home, you know, again, okay, we're hearing this. This is what we're hearing. How are you talking about yourself? How are you seeing yourself? Are you putting yourself down? Okay, are you criticizing yourself? Your body does not respond to that sin, self-inflicted nonsense. We need to speak to our bodies in loving ways, always. Now, self-condemnation does not work, okay? And that is definitely one of the biggest teachings in any spiritual teaching. Self-condemnation is just one of the most poisonous and toxic things that we can do to our bodies. If you do not like good looks, your hair, whatever, okay, you can change it. You can shift it. You can, and I'm not talking to go out and do something physical like surgery or something like that. What I'm saying is that your body responds to the way that you think. So when you are talking to your body in the most loving way, and as you continue to evolve through your own conscious reality, no matter what you look like, you're going to love yourself. You're going to love yourself. You may just say, you know what, I'm feeling heavy with this weight on. So you know what, I'm going to make some changes, okay? I don't like the way that my skin looks right now. I can see that there are some, or you're not, let me revoke that, not that you don't like, but you're not in alignment with the way that your skin looks. You see that you have these eruptions. Okay, well, what can I do to aid my body in making the changes in a loving, healthy, expansive, healthy way? Make sense with all of that? So we don't have to put ourselves down. So again, self-condemnation is just not allowed. Okay, it will totally shut the body down. That's the promise. Okay? Are you avoiding hearing something? Sometimes you just don't want to hear it. I just don't want to hear it. And believe me, we can definitely manifest these symptoms if we don't want to hear it. And then it becomes the excuse and the benefit for you in that moment. But is that really an expansive benefit? Okay, or is it a benefit where it's going to keep you locked into where you don't want to be? Okay, so for you in that moment, you may see it as the benefit because maybe there is someone in your environment that if we were talking about being in a situation of judgment or criticism, yes. But if you utilize that information, you will then see that okay, there are some changes. My body's trying to talk to me here. So I need to hear and listen what's being said. So maybe I'm not listening to something that's expansive, or maybe I'm in a situation that is just not supporting it. Either way, you have to hear and listen what's being said. Now, and again, if the source is trying to download information to you and you're not hearing because you have all this anchored emotions, all of this trauma, or just stuff from your past that is unresolved, okay, again, the body has a way of expressing itself, okay? So these are just some ideas that are being presented to you today for you to begin to look at where you are in your environment, where you are in your conscious reality. And I just, again, the body is just so amazing at helping us to unfold. Okay, so again, what else can we experience from ear challenges? Sometimes vertigo. So our world is just spinning. Okay, our world is spinning. And what do we need to do? We need to slow down. We need to slow down and just begin to listen, to hear and listen to what's being said. So the ears are just such a opportunity for us to change, okay? Such a major opportunity for us to change. So how do we go about doing that? Well, what steps are you taking? So, and there's one thing that I almost did forget to mention. Anytime that we are not evolving or we're living or being within our purpose, we will definitely experience. The only way, when you are in your purpose, remember your purpose is who you are, not what you do. When you are living and existing in your purpose, you're at such a high frequency, you are not operating from beliefs, you're operating from intuition, from knowingness, okay? These challenges are non-existent, okay? When you are fully in your purpose, you can't have these challenges. So please, any challenges that you're experiencing, know that you are not in your purpose. That's number one, okay? So what are the steps that we need to begin to take? So, you know, here at the Jewel University, we have the brain balancing program, okay? Definitely, the brain balancing program is such a major opportunity for you to get your mind and your body in balance, okay? You know, if you can't pour new wine into an old sack, okay? So the brain balancing program allows you to balance both the left and the right hemispheres of the brain. You begin growing new brain tissue, okay? And you are beginning to, the communication with the body is just amazing. And when your brain is balanced and locked, you're in the upper 2.5% of humanity. So this, now you have this balanced and locked brain, and it will, and if you utilize it in the way that expansively, then what that allows you to do, how you live your life, how you begin to unfold is just absolutely amazing. And, you know, I know, for me, my experience with the brain balancing program over these last 2 years has been so highly transformative. I get the opportunity to sit here with you, okay? Again, being in my purpose. So the brain balancing program allows us to release the energies that are just not serving us anymore. It's allowing the body to heal and expand and unfold and to really step into who we came here to be, okay, who we came here to be. And it will invite the teachings in that will allow us to expand and continue. You know, anytime we have health issues, we're operating from beliefs. There's a difference between beliefs and knowingness. See, again, when you're in your purpose and you've released all these anchored emotions, all these beliefs, the ones that we've inherited, the ones that we've created, okay, when we release them, we're no longer this will no longer be an issue for us, okay, because we will be operating from knowingness, So, wow, I am just so excited that I had this opportunity to share with you today. So really, allow yourself the opportunity to grow and balance and just be great. Come join us at the Jewel University. You can email me at drpierman@juis.education to become enrolled, or go to the Jewel, go to www.juis.education to learn about the balancing program. It has so much to offer for us to unfold and be our great self. So with that being said, we love you. Thank you for joining us here today at the Jewel Network, the Psycho Neuroimmunology Hour. I'm Dr. Heather Pierman, and I am so looking forward to being here with you next week. I'm so grateful to have this information to share with you, to be able to share information with you, to be able to reclaim your owner's manual. We love you. Love and light to all of you.
Thank you for sharing this hour with us. You've been listening to the Psycho Neuroimmunology Hour on the Jewel Network Science Broadcasting Frequency. Join Dr. Pierman here every Tuesday at 5 p.m. on the Jewel Network, hosted by thejewelnetwork.com and the Jewel University of Immortal Sciences for Immortal Living Jewish. For our complete broadcast schedule, additional information, and to purchase products, please visit our website, www.thejewelnetwork.com. If you'd like to contact us, please send your email to info@thejewelnetwork.net. Thank you. This broadcast is under full copyright and trademark protection owned by the House of Jewels. This broadcast in its entirety, nor any part of this broadcast, can be reproduced, copied, transcribed, placed in podcast format, placed into MP3 format, or suspended on any internet digital location without express permission from the House of Jewels, Washington State, USA. To reproduce or suspend this broadcast in any digital location other than the Jewel Network is prohibited, and legal proceedings will follow accordingly. Thank you for listening.